This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams.
The next story is posted by Story Teacher from our / erotica. The title of this post is Everything Changed After Matching with a Former Student on Tinder, Part 3. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Allie checked her reflection in the mirror and frowned. It was the second day of her business trip, and she just wanted to be back home with her husband. These weekend conferences always made her uncomfortable, especially lately since her boss had seemed to take a special interest in her. He was always making little comments about her body, subtly encouraging her to show off more skin. She had been working really hard in the gym lately, but that was for her husband, not her boss. It made her sick, but she couldn't deny that the attention worked her up a little bit. Just a little. She took out her phone and texted a picture to Nick. I miss you, baby, lesser than 3, can't wait to see you tomorrow. Heading out to dinner now. Her dark blue dress hugged her curvy body, showing off the hard work she had been putting in at the gym. Her cleavage was more exposed than she would have liked, but she thought her husband would appreciate the sight ... and she knew her boss would. She didn't know it. But at the same time, Leslie was looking at her reflection too. She had entered into the school using the side door just like Mr. F had instructed. Her heart fluttered as she ducked into the bathroom to change. She had spent the morning rummaging through her things to find the perfect outfit for her teacher. That's when she remembered Halloween of her senior year. She and her friends made a bet to see who could get away with wearing the sluttiest outfit to school. They all knew that their male teachers wouldn't cite them for dress code violations, so they waited until they had Mr. F's class and changed before in the very same bathroom she was in now. She opened up her old dress-up box and shrieked with delight when she found it. The same outfit she wore that year. She could still remember the look on Mr. F's face when she walked into his room that day. She knew his professionalism was hanging by a thread. If he thought it looked good on her then, she knew seeing it again on her would blow his mind. Her fiancé Tommy was always saying he wished she dressed more slutty, and it gave her a perverse pleasure to be doing just that for another man. She tugged at the thin fabric, pulling and pushing until everything was in place. She looked at herself in the mirror. What? A slut? She was starting to get wet just looking at herself. She resisted the urge to touch herself as she felt the wetness between her legs start to build. She snapped a few pictures with her phone, admiring the sight. She looked like such a porn star. She took one last minute to appreciate her body in the mirror before leaving the bathroom, glancing down the empty hallway of her old school to make sure it really was deserted, before quickly walking to Mr. F's room. Nick's phone buzzed in his hand, making him jump. He was so worked up and on edge after last night, his body electrified by the rush of what he was about to do. He opened the text from his wife. Despite what was on his mind, his mouth dropped. Allie never sent him pictures like that ... and she never dressed like that anymore either. He felt himself start to get hard as he typed back. Holy shit, baby, you look great. I'm jealous that your boss gets that view all night. I can't wait to see you either. Just then, he heard a knock at his classroom door and a giggle. Come in, he said. He put his phone on his desk and stood up as Leslie quickly opened the door and slipped inside. He stopped dead in his tracks when he saw what she was wearing. He remembered that Halloween like it was yesterday. The parade of scantily clad teenagers entering his room, each one more risky than the last. A cheerleader, a cop, a princess, an army brat. But Leslie put all of her friends to shame that day with her schoolgirl outfit. She had the exact same outfit on now, and while it was small before, it was easily 2 sizes too small for her now with her recent growth from college. She had on red high heels that forced her onto her tippy toes. Her tall volleyball player legs were stuffed into thigh-high fishnets. Her thighs spilled over the edge of them. They looked like they could split at any second. Her skirt, if you could call it that, was a thin piece of red plaid fabric that barely concealed her underwear back when she was a senior. Now it rode up even higher, the bottom of a black thong visible in the front. In the back, her thick, full ass spilled out of the bottom of the skirt, half of her cheeks exposed. Her bare stomach was exposed, still toned and athletic. He noticed that her belly button was pierced. Her shirt, if it could be called that, was a white-collared button-up that was rolled up at the sleeves and hugged her chest tightly. Only 2 buttons done up. They looked like they could burst open at any moment with the way her tits were stuffed together, her cleavage spilling over the top. She even had on a little backpack. Finally, he managed to bring his gaze to her face. She had on bright red lipstick, and her blonde hair was done up in pigtails. He still couldn't believe this was actually happening. Hi, Mr. F, she said, bouncing and bubbly as she twirled her finger in her pigtails and looked at him innocently. You said you wanted to speak to me after class about the dress code. Nick's cock bulged in his pants, making them tent out as he walked closer to her. As more and more blood rushed in between his legs, he felt himself disassociate more and more from the professional, loyal husband he had been before this week began. Thank you for coming, Leslie, he said, slowly circling her, brushing his fingertips across her bare skin, making her shudder. He gently lifted up her skirt, feasting his eyes on the black thong wedged in between her thick ass, before letting it drop back down again. This dress code issue has really become a nuisance. The way you're dressing is becoming a distraction for the other students. But the real issue is that if you continue to dress like that. As he spoke, he leaned back against his desk. He saw Leslie's eyes dart in between his legs as she licked her lips. Are you listening, young lady? He snapped at her. The tone of his voice was harsh. She snapped to attention, standing up straight. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. You were saying. Nick grabbed his cock through his pants as he looked at her, giving it a squeeze. Come here. Place your hands on my desk. It wasn't a question or a suggestion. His voice carried the weight of a command. Leslie wouldn't have been able to resist if she wanted to. And she didn't want to. He stood up from the desk as she approached, placing her palms flat on the cold metal desk, bending over at the waist. She could feel her skirt ride up, exposing her ass. She subtly waved her hips in the air, feeling herself soak through her thong. All she wanted to do was touch herself, but something told her to wait until she was given permission. She looked at her former teacher's eyes and saw a dark hunger that made her knees go weak. Good girl, he purred at her, walking slowly behind her, squeezing his cock again. He traced a finger along the back of her thigh, giving her goosebumps, before letting his palm rest on top of her ass cheek. She could feel his rough fingertips against her smooth skin, could feel the cold metal of his wedding ring. The real issue with you dressing like this, he continued. She felt his hand leave her ass briefly, before it came down hard on top of her cheek. She let out a short yelp, the sound of the slap echoing in the empty classroom. Is that people will start to think you're a slut. And if you dress like a slut, he leaned in close. Leslie felt his hands grip her pigtails from behind as he gently pulled her neck back. Then you're going to get treated like a slut. His hand slapped down hard on her ass again. This time she didn't yelp. She moaned. None of the boys she had played with my behind Tommy's back in college have ever been rough with her before. She didn't even know she liked it rough, but her body told her that she did. She felt wetness leaking down the side of her thigh. Her ass burned with her teacher's handprint. Maybe you need to show me what that means. She teased at him, trying to egg him on, waving her exposed ass in the air. Treat me like a little slut, Mr. F. She let out another moan as his hand slapped down hard. Is that what you are? He asked her, his hand sliding in between her legs, rubbing right against her clit, making her knees buckle. Touching her thong was like touching a wet sponge, completely soaked through. Are you a little slut? His hand left her pussy and slapped down hard again. Yes, she moaned, laying down flat on the desk, her tits pressed hard against it. I'm nothing but a little slut, Mr. F. Punish me. Hurt me. She didn't know what made her say it, but she got what she wanted. His hand came down again, harder than before. She writhed on the desk as he started teasing her pussy again, harder this time. Hungry. Nick's cock throbbed in his pants. He would never dream of treating Allie like this. Get on your knees for me, slut, he ordered her. She dropped instantly and spun around to face him, her barley-contained breasts jiggling as she moved. Yes, sir, she said, looking up at him as innocently as she could. She licked her lips as she saw him slowly undo his belt. His pants looked like they could burst open at any moment. Show me just how much of a little slut you are, he told her. It was all the permission she needed. He let his belt slide to the floor as she greedily fumbled at his pants, pulling them down. They got caught on the head of his cock, but she kept pulling until he sprang free. His cock brushed against her face as she looked up at it, taking it in her hand, admiring it. Even though she had let him fuck her face the night before, seeing it now in clear light was a whole new experience. It was perfect. She gasped as she took it in her hand, slowly teasing it, feeling how heavy it felt, how it throbbed in her hand. She decided to play dumb. What would a slut do next, Mr. F? She asked, but he was having none of it. He roughly grabbed the back of her head and jerked her neck back. Fuck yes, she gasped, her smile wide as she looked up at him. He spat on her face. She wasn't expecting it. He wasn't expecting to do it either. It was so degrading and humiliating and new, and she knew she would never be the same. Choke on your teacher's cock like a good little slut, he commanded. She shoved him in her mouth as soon as the words left his lips. His hand still held onto the back of her head hard as she felt the swollen head of his cock bash into the back of her throat, making her gag. But she knew in this state that he wouldn't relent. She tried her best to relax her throat as she felt herself being pushed backwards. The back of her head hit the desk as Mr. F placed his hands on his hips, pumping himself forward and backwards in her drooling, gaping mouth. "Rub yourself while you choke on my cock," he commanded her. She obeyed. She pulled her ruined thong to the side and let out a moan on Mr. F's cock as she rubbed her swollen clit. Her body was on fire as she looked around the classroom in between thrusts, remembering all the time spent daydreaming in this room about the exact same thing happening to her. She was close to coming when Mr. F unexpectedly pulled his cock out of her and dragged her to her feet. He was manhandling her, running his hands all over her body, sliding fingers inside her hole, grabbing at her breasts, licking and biting her skin. He was like an animal, and all she could do was pant and let him touch her however he wanted. She felt his fingers slide under the top of her shirt and pull hard. The buttons flew across the room as her breasts broke free. He pinched her nipple hard in between his fingers, pulling them, then slapping his hand down hard on her tit. She was in a daze as she felt him shove her down on the desk again, as she felt him tear the thong off of her body. Nick stood back and admired the sight of Leslie squirming on his desk as he grabbed his shaft and started to rub the head of his cock against her soaked lips from behind, making her moan. He saw his phone on the desk and registered that Allie had texted him a few times and was now calling him. He threw the phone into his bag. She would have to wait. He turned his attention back to Leslie, teasing her with his cock pressed against her. "Beg for it," he commanded her, letting the tip briefly enter her before pulling it back out. "Beg for your teacher's cock like the slut you are." His hand slapped down hard on her ass again. He could see the red outline of his hand on her bare skin. "Please, Mr. F," she begged, waving her ass high up in the air, her pussy glistening as she leaked a river down her thigh. "I'm such a filthy little slut for you. I'm your little fuck whore to use whenever you want. I'm your cheating little teacher's pet. Please just give me that cock. Please, please, please." F-U-C-K-K-K. How could he resist her when she asked so nicely? He slowly slid his cock inside her, feeling her pussy stretch to accommodate his thickness. Leslie lost her breath as she felt him push into her, filling places inside her that have never been filled. And it just kept on going. He pushed his hips forward until he felt his balls resting against her clit. He could feel her pussy already contracting on his cock as he pulled her neck back again by her hair, forcing her to arch her back with his cock deep inside her stomach. He wrapped his hands around her throat, squeezing. "Tell me you want me to fuck the shit out of you," he hissed at her. She couldn't move her head, but her eyes shot back to meet it. "Fucking destroy me, Mr. F." He shoved her down on the desk, her naked tits pressed against it, as he started to mercilessly pound into her. In and out, deeper, faster, harder, rougher. His cock split her open again and again and again. Almost instantly she was coming, her pussy clamping down hard as he continued to rail into her, rearranging her guts as she squirted all down her legs. He just wouldn't let up. He kept pounding into her, desperately and savagely, extending her orgasm. She couldn't think straight. She heard him snarl at her, calling her a filthy little tease, a cheating whore, a teacher's pet, and she heard herself agreeing with him, telling him harder, telling him not to stop, telling him to fill her slutty little hole with his load. And that's just what he did. She didn't know what made her say it. She had never had anyone come in her before, but her body needed it, and he didn't disappoint. She felt her pussy clamp down hard on his cock again when he pushed her down onto the desk with his forearms, his thick married cock balls deep inside her.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
a primal grunt escaping his mouth as he started to come. Nick felt his balls constrict as his eyes rolled into the back of his head. He held it back as long as he could, until suddenly he felt the hot rush of cum rise out of him. He kept holding her down, both of them out of breath, as he pumped shot after shot of thick, hot cum deep inside her, filling her to the brim. After his cock finally shot its last rope, Nick looked down. Leslie's swollen pussy was wrapped hard around his thick cock as he slowly pulled it out, admiring how wet it was. She let out a gasp when he finally popped out of her, letting the cum start to ooze out of her used-up hole. "Holy shit," he breathed. "I can't believe I just did that." Leslie looked back at him, her outfit in tatters, and reached in between her legs, catching some of the cum leaking out of her and bringing it to her lips, savoring the salty taste. She dropped to her knees. "That was the hottest thing that's ever fucking happened to me." "You're an animal, Mr. F." Suddenly, he remembered his phone. He picked it out of his bag, his cock still hard as a rock, and read his wife's text messages. "Shit," he said, "I've really got to handle this." He quickly put his pants back on. "Can you clean up yourself? I've really got to run." "Of course, Mr. F," she responded innocently at him. "What else are teacher's pets for?" She giggled. She didn't mind cleaning up. She would have done anything he asked after the way he just used her. "You're the best," he told her, obviously distracted. As he turned to leave the room, he looked back. "I'll talk to you soon." "I can't wait, sir," she responded, blowing him a kiss as he left the room. Leslie took out her phone and snapped a few pictures, her face a mess, her slutty outfit in tatters, cum leaking out of her. She couldn't help herself as she climbed on top of his desk and started to play with her pussy, rubbing Mr. F's cum all over her clit. She took out her phone and composed a text as she did. "You're not going to believe what just happened to me," she typed, before hitting send.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.